Okay, listeners, welcome to another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. Hans is supposed to be with us today. Hans Molina, anticommunistanalyst.com is his website. A partner to our website, AmericanExpose.com. I received a phone call from several listeners that shortwave was down, and then I got the word that there's a massive solar flare, and evidently shortwave should be back in 15 or 20 minutes. But, you know, it's just a shame that these things happen. But yet the controlled situation that we live under today, they don't want the truth to come out. We're going to have more challenging times ahead of us. You know, Hans is, and myself disagree on certain respects of what's going on. I'm saying we've been hit. We've been hit right now. We've been attacked. There's a series of storms off in the Atlantic just sitting there, just hovering. And for people not to understand weather modification or do research into weather modification, as we see here, the situation in New Orleans and this article from September 11th, 2001, New Orleans is sinking. I mean, was that the next operation that was exposed to us? Well, obviously so. So with respect to that Popular Mechanics article that we had about New Orleans sinking, well, here we see Popular Mechanics dated February 2004 when UFOs arrive. What will you do? The U.S. government already has a multi-million dollar top secret plan ready to go. Are we going to be invaded by invaders from another planet? And will it be engineered from America or engineered from Russia or engineered in a combination of America and Russia from the Security Council branch of the U.N. system at the top? Then we have migration, listeners. Migration is a big one. There are more than 175 million migrants in the world today. People leave their countries for many reasons, including war and civil conflict, the desire for economic improvement, family reunification, and environmental degradation. This comes from the State Department, listeners. The State Department has the United States mission to the United Nations. Then they say the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, reflecting the best humanitarian traditions of the American people, the U.S. government funds protection and life-sustaining relief for millions of refugees and victims of conflict around the globe. And where is the conflict coming from, people? Who's creating the conflict? And this is the problem. The State Department was infiltrated, according to various sources, in the 1930s with Soviet agents. It's grown to a crescendo today. But once again, Popular Mechanics, September 11th, 2001, New Orleans is sinking. And what do we have now? Over $1.5 billion spent every day on this recovery effort. Our national debt is approaching $8 trillion. We're economically devastated. These people that are being assimilated into other countries don't have jobs, as most people, in other states. They don't have jobs. Most of our business and industry has gone below the border and overseas. And this is the setup we live today. The United Nations setup that is engineered. We lost 54,000 of our soldiers in Korea. We lost 58,000 of our soldiers in Vietnam. We're in another Middle East mess now, which is just another Vietnam, because you do not know who your enemy is. It's anguishing, it's upsetting, it's distressing, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better at all. We'll be back with Hans and Molina, anticommunistanalyst.com. And welcome back to the broadcast. That is Poker Face, listeners. We've emailed back and forth, Paul and myself, and we will have Poker Face on next week or the week after, as it works for them. Poker Face will be on American Exposé. Here we see the directions. Dennis is on a rampage again. Dennis the Menace on the website. Lots going on. And we see Tropical Storm Ophelia threatens Florida. And it strengthens off Florida. There's a series of hurricanes in the Atlantic right now, ready to move. The beat goes on, people. The maneuvering and manipulation is in. And then you have one other thing before I bring Hans up. It's congressional testimony of Robert S. Mueller III, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, before the Senate Committee on Intelligence of the United States Senate, February 16, 2005. And he's talking about over the past year, through unprecedented cooperation, enhanced intelligence capabilities, and continued unwavering commitment to protect the American people, we have achieved considerable victories against national security and criminal threats facing the U.S. However, I must also report that these threats continue to evolve and to pose new challenges to the FBI and our partners. It remains the FBI's overriding priority to protect and prevent terrorist attacks, the threat posed by international terrorism, and in particular from Al-Qaeda and related groups, continues to be the gravest we face. And then it goes on to talk about Al-Qaeda and related terrorist groups, which we'll probably talk about today with Hansa. This is a 32-page report. However, listeners, you go to page 10 of this report. And it states here, listeners, however, the right-wing patriot movement, consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists, remains a continuing threat in America today. Sporadic incidents resulting in direct clashes with law enforcement are possible and will most likely involve state and local law enforcement personnel, such as highway patrol officers and sheriff's deputies. Then they talk about potential violent anti-abortion extremists linked to terrorism ideologies or groups pose a current threat. The admiration of violent high-profile offenders by extremists highlight continued concerns relating to potential or similar anti-abortion threat activity. So what are they doing? Our federal government condones and approves of abortion, okay? And yet people such as myself, that is very, very concerned about the way our government's turned over the years, and certainly when you do your research, you take it back to the Federal Reserve System in 1913, and that's the most logical way to start it out, to educate someone. But then right-wing patriot movement consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists. What's a tax protester? Someone that doesn't want to pay their revenue to the International Monetary Fund of the UN. Because that's what the IRS is. They're the revenuers for the IMF of the United Nations system. And yet congressional testimony by Robert Mueller says, we're bad. We're anti-government. We're not anti-government. We're anti-corruption in government because our government's been infiltrated for years and decades. The infiltration process has been going on to the point where, listeners, we have 45 communist goals read into the congressional record in 1963. And what do they say? U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. And yet, what do we have at the State Department? The Bureau of Arms Control, headed by Assistant Secretary Stephen G. Radmacher, is responsible for developing policy in the areas of conventional, chemical, biological, and nuclear forces, for supporting arms control negotiations, for implementing existing agreements in these areas, and for advising the Secretary on related national security issues such as nuclear testing and missile defense. The Bureau of Arms Control leads efforts to negotiate new arms control agreements, such as the May 2002 Moscow Treaty on Strategic Offensive Reductions, as well as ongoing efforts in the Geneva Conference on Disarmament. The Bureau also has the equally important task of implementing a large number of existing agreements, including INF, START, Moscow Treaty, CWC, and BWC. The Bureau has the lead negotiations, implementation, and policy development related to the Treaty on Conventional Armed Forces in Europe, confidence and security building measures, and it goes on, listeners. The State Department has been infiltrated for decades to the point where all 45 goals of the communist goals of 1963 are reaching a crescendo, including number 44, internationalize the Panama Canal. What's happened there? Communist China, Hutchinson Wimpaw, has a 50-year lease of the Panama Canal. And present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. There we are, listeners. all wrapped up into a big package that we're living today. Gay marriage being promoted around us today. Abortion being promoted around us today. And yet, if we're against abortion, we're terrorists. If we're a tax protester, we're a terrorist. If we speak out against our government, we're a terrorist. So this is where we are today, listeners. I bring up Hans and Melina. We're about to go to commercial pause in about, I think we have about 4 minutes. And I'm sorry for the delay, Hans, but welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Chris. Glad to be here finally. I apologize for my delay. I got held up a little bit, but
that's okay.
I'm good to go.
Good for you. We're seeing situations with Venezuela, Cuba. We see a situation with Russia. What are your thoughts today, Hansa?
Well, I'm actually, maybe I should update listeners on something that's really important. Washington Times article, September 1st, 2005. Military exercises to continue and will expand. That's regarding Russia and China. Russia's unprecedented, it says, military exercises with China went so well last month that they may be expanded to include several Central and South Asian countries, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Ivanov said. Mr. Ivanov, in a Russian television interview Tuesday, said Moscow was considering staging larger joint exercises involving the six-nation Shanghai Cooperation Organization, four-year-old regional grouping dominated by Moscow and Beijing. I think a repeat exercise will be held sooner or later, Mr. Ivanov said. The countries, the member countries are China, Russia, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and Tajikistan. India, Pakistan, Mongolia, and Iran were given observer status just this year in the grouping, which has become a prime vehicle for Russia and China to challenge U.S. influence in the region. Now, does it tell you anything? I mean, this is obviously that these people were, namely Russia, in the case of Russia, if freedom took hold in Russia, how can they be in contact and cooperation and military exercises line up with China communist regime, also with countries like India, Pakistan, Mongolia, and all, of course, Iran? I mean, this is, if you were stand for freedom, how can you be in cooperation with these countries? I mean, this is it doesn't make sense to normal people. I mean, when they accept the fact, the promoted propaganda that collapse of communism occurred, and then the collapse of Soviet Union occurred, which is totally laughable. It's not the case, you have countries being run, namely the Soviet republics, former Soviet republics, quote-unquote, being run by known KGB officers, then you have to reassess your enemy, basically. And the enemy is Russia. That's obvious. But, by...
And there's no talk about Russia being our enemy anywhere.
No, of course not. Because, mm-hmm. See, there's a lot of egos behind this idea that the collapse of communism happened, and then people from the former Reagan administration and George Bush the Elder administration, they sign off on it without acknowledging that we are dealing with communist criminals, murderers, tyrants. Basically, we accepted their word, and to me, that's pretty much settles it. I mean, that's the major mistake, major blunder that will cost many lives, many American lives, because there's no such thing as negotiating with communists.
Well, my feeling at this stage is that we're already losing American lives right now.
Right, and it could have been avoided. If you go back to history, General Patton was allowed to run over Russia. At that time, when the people in the State Department were already working for the Russians, then we wouldn't be talking about terrorism or any kind of evil activity against America today. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, here's my feeling. That's a foregone conclusion, in my opinion. The fact that Korea happened, Vietnam happened, but I'm talking about right this minute. I think we're losing lives right this minute, because I think what's happened here is a weather weapon has been put on our country. And I know you and I have talked about this, but when you understand and research, and we've got it on our website, talking about, what is it, Soviet scalar electromagnetic weapons, this is not a pipe dream of different individuals. This is reality in place. So I do think that we've been attacked already, America. We'll be back with Hans and Melina. The anticommunistanalyst.com is his website. Stay with us. Listeners, we already have callers lined up to be on the air, but I want to give Hans the floor, his perspective on other things that are on his mind, and I'm sure he has more. Hans, please continue.
Well, there was a meeting in the State Department between the U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, with Kazakhstan Foreign Minister Kasym Zhomar, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the
name. I understand. We all have that problem, don't we?
His last name is Tokayev. I do speak Russian a little bit, as far as, I remember a little bit.
Certainly.
Kazakhstan's foreign minister Tokayev told reporters his government received the appeals from Arab nations that wrote letters to Kazakhstan leaders in the early 1990s urging the government to keep the leftover Soviet nuclear arsenal as an Islamic bomb. The Arab countries were trying to buy these weapons, these nuclear weapons. The government decided, this is what this person is saying. The government decided to completely denuclearize and give up the weapons, which at the time made the country the world's fourth largest nuclear power. Kazakhstan inherited 1,410 strategic nuclear warheads that have been deployed with Soviet SS-18 missiles, and Tu-95 bombers. Tokayev declined to identify the Arab leaders who made the appeal, but noted that some are still in power. Now, this is exactly what the Russians like us to believe. He said, and listen to this, he also said that Kazakh intelligence recently detected efforts by the terrorist group Hizb-ut-Tahrir to set up training camps. The effort was stopped, he said. The Islamic organization claims to disavow violence, but has been outlawed in other Central Asian countries and in Russia. The group has connection to Al-Qaeda and to Afghanistan's Taliban. This is what the Russian, what this Tokayev character is saying. Now, again, this is exactly the strategy of the Russians. If you understand that the collapse of Soviet Union never happened, It was never done. This is basically the major deception the Russians put together. These people are communists and KGB officers that run these states.
And there you have the situation that very easily we've already been attacked with the weather weapon.
Again, you know, I'm not really up to date on that. And I know they were doing some tests in that area. And then to trust Russians to abide by any kind of agreement is pure nonsense.
There you have it.
Keep
in mind, the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, has the World Factbook, and it's on my website, the World Factbook. And in there, it talks about the various countries that have signed the ENMOD Treaty. It's the Environmental Modification Treaty, and it's in the CIA World Factbook. So the fact of the matter is that a treaty has been signed by various countries not to use weather modification on each other, which tells us, listeners, that it is a reality, that it is a fact, weather modification can be used. And Kanza, we're seeing devastating results out of this weather anomaly. We're seeing gas go out of sight. We're right now, economically, we're being, well, for all intents and purposes, we're being raped economically, aren't we, Hansa?
Well, basically, the idea was to create the so-called collapse of communism in order to open up for us these phony markets that were supposed to. I'm talking about Eastern Europe and Russia, and of course China was included.
Look at our store shelves today.
Yes.
Products made in communist China. Sea crate containers coming back to America uninspected, 98% of them.
It's the blind trust in something that is not there. That means our security is being compromised for the purpose of creating some kind of profit, easy profit based on communist slave labor.
Now listen, we've got to take these callers because it's an obligation here at the network to do so. But we have Venezuela. We have Venezuela allied with communist Cuba. And you have reports of information about weaponry going to Venezuela, do you?
Yeah, of course, yeah, there was an article published on that, yeah, sure.
And tell us about that before we hit the commercial pause.
Okay, there was an article about Venezuela being allied with Cuba, and this article was published by, it's called... Venezuela geared for war with the U.S. It was published by Bill Gertz. Venezuela's leftist communist government, and I'm adding the word communist because that's what it is, government has adopted the Chinese-style asymmetric warfare doctrine in anticipation of a future conflict with the United States, according to Venezuelan officials, so they're admitting it. Last week, according to Agence France Presse, the National Assembly of Venezuela began debate on the armed forces law to be adapted to the new doctrine, which the opposition condemns as another step in the militarization of Venezuelan society.
Okay, let's continue with this on the other side.
Sure.
Then we'll take a couple of phone calls and more if you're there, but we'll entertain your calls today. Hansa Molina, anticommunistanalyst.com. Stay with us. Listeners, Hansa Molina is with us. The anticommunistanalyst.com is the website. Jeff's been on hold for 23 minutes. Let's pick up Jeff real quickly, and then we'll move on with Hansa. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast.
Yes. Now, with weather modification, I was watching Fox News. Now, this storm started in Africa and was heading towards America, but it weakened. Even the way that this hurricane hit America is very suspicious. And then all of a sudden it builds up strength 11 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that on Fox News?
I did.
Yes. And then Geraldo Rivera, you know, who was tired, he said, this is a dress rehearsal for nuclear war. And that is very scary. And there's another dimension, too. Weather warfare, which is from the book Fear the Lance by Lieutenant Colonel Bearden, and these weapons can be put on a plane or a helicopter, and they can do psychological, they can find stuff that you wouldn't even believe underground and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
The ultimate surveillance weapon that if Russia implemented this all over America. If it was a fishing net, bacteria can't even get through.
I see, and this is according to Bearden?
Yeah, that's uh-huh. out of his book. He didn't say the fishing net part. I said the fishing net part, but Bearden was talking about the fact that these weapons can find stuff. You can't hide from these.
Okay. That is something that... could very well be true, but yet here we see President Bush is asking for another $51 billion for the relief effort. The people that have come from this part of the world that are devastated are being identified, not microchipped yet, but they're being dispersed throughout the country. We already have devastation in our country because most of our industry has gone below the border and overseas, correct, Jeff?
Yes. Our industries have left this country through GATT. NAFTA, and now we have CAFTA. So if you look at the back of your shirts, it says made in China. So that's a smoking gun right there.
Hansa, do you want to address this at all?
Yeah. I thought about it when we talked yesterday, and I realized what really happened. Our refineries are being basically shut down, but because of the rupture of the pipeline down there, the problem is, I think, again, and I stress, I'm not up to date on the weather modification and all that because of how much work I have to do. And other spheres, but basically it kind of hit me that if this was part of the Russian strategy, then they would go after our strategic oil supplies. Basically, I'm talking about the military's oil supplies, to have us release them, do not cause any suspicion, to have us release them so we would basically protect the economy. Therefore, we wouldn't have a whole lot of oil supplies to fight the war.
Uh-huh.
And I'm aware, by coincidence, I'm aware that there's large stockpiling of U.S. military, of oil and reserves, basically, to be prepared. Because the military has to consider this. So I'm aware of that fact, by coincidence, again. Since these reserves will have to be, released, and there was indication that this is the case. Even President Bush stated that in his speech that some of the reserves will be released to basically help cover the shortage of supply. Basically, I think this could be the target goal of the Russians. Again, if they are involved. That's I'm stressing the word if. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So that would be my assessment of the situation. Is we know that Russians they have a lot of oil and they're supplying a lot of oil to China. The present price, not the price that was caused the price increase that was caused by the hurricane. But the present year increase of price of oil is being caused by China, because China is stockpiling a lot of oil. They're buying a lot of oil on the world market and also from Russia, and China is the cause of the oil price going up.
Now, I see on Novosti, it says here, dated August 11th, Russia plans to deliver 15 million metric tons of hydrocarbons to China in 2006 now. This is going to be 2006. But the strategy in place with these military operations between Russia and China and other countries, it does not bode well for our future, Hansa, does it?
No, of course not.
Jeff, do you have a thought?
Yes, a very simple closing thought, which is, I read those 45 planks from that paper.
The 45 communist goals?
Yes, I have that.
Uh-huh.
And that is a true statement, and that is ultimately the communist goal, which is to break down the separation of powers. The fact that the federal government had to come in to Louisiana and broke the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which is fact.
Yes.
And so forth. So even if everything all three of us are saying is a bunch of nonsense, the fact is they are breaking down our government, they're breaking down the separation of powers, and ultimately the goal of communism is to have a police state in our country and use communist terms like politically correct against opponents and dissidents, which politically correct is a communist term that the communists used against the Cossacks.
Hansa?
Yeah, well, there are two strategies. One of them, and I'm talking about the Russians, one of them is the KGB strategy of subversion without firing a shot. And there is the military GRU strategy, using military force against America. Of course, these strategies are being combined, except the limitation of the KGB strategy is that, the American people will only take so much. And, so this is, in my opinion, and I'm not the only one, in my opinion, the KGB strategy is only used to further the GRU strategy of military attack. That means first they need to soften the country, bring it into a state which, and we see the aftermath down in New Orleans, you know, when people, instead of helping each other, they are fighting and stealing supplies, they are robbing stores and shooting at each other. So this is actually a very good indication of what the communists have done to America over the years, because you know, instead of people helping each other, they are individuals. Individuals that are basically looking out for themselves. Instead of remaining united and help each other, they basically are able to kill, you know, each other over supplies or over, you know, a piece of bread. Let's put it this way.
Well, keep in mind, we've got this low-life society that's been created for us. It goes back to Lyndon Johnson and the Civil Rights Act and the opportunities for the black people not to really have to work for their sustenance. All they have to do is breed. And they get money from the federal government. They have to breed,
It's a welfare state. The creation of welfare was a big mistake. And again, socialism. And you know, people have to realize that there is only, of course, the replacement of God from our educational institutions. With secular values that have ultimately will cause this society to crumble, and you know, it's sad to watch, especially where I come from, because I grew up in such a system, and it's becoming more and more apparent that, you know, this is what they have in mind, as far as and all due respect, it falls down to the Sun Tzu, old Chinese military strategy.
Yes.
To soften the enemy before you hit him, and to pretend that you are basically weak at the time when you're becoming more stronger and stronger militarily. So in that sense, the Russians are really much sticking to it, and I think we are not that far from being attacked. I mean, it's the writing is on the wall.
Yeah, there's no reason to deny what you're saying if people do their research. Now, I see here dated August 25th from Phnom Penh, up to 2 million Cambodians may face serious food shortages next year as the impoverished country suffers its worst drought in 50 years. Now, this is part of Vietnam and Cambodia. This is a situation that was devastated back in the 60s, and it was an engineered war, and we were engineered to lose that war. And yet, there's a drought going on, when actually in Vietnam, we were using weather modification to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and that was documented by the Weather Channel. And so here we have a drought in Cambodia, and so there's going to be 2 million people that are going to face food shortages next year.
So
here we have these continued directions that have been planned for us from the past, Hansa.
Well, like I said, I'm not, up to date on the weather modification. I can see that again. This is
what a perfect weapon, though, Hansa.
Right. Well, you can deny it, of course. But the thing is, it only the devastation was more of a tactical one, and not the actual what they will use. And I pretty much think that when they hit us, it's going to be nuclear, biological, and chemical, because that's much more potent than, or they could explode the hydrogen bomb in the Gulf. Of course, when they, this is what I think how will happen. We know that Russians are in control of terrorist networks. They supply them weapons. The standing policy is when Russians supply weapons to anybody, the people, the group, or the governments that are receiving these weapons have to agree to allow Russian advisors in. That means the potential for a subversion of their intelligence services. And the Russians usually, they did it to Cuba, they did it to Eastern Europe, they did it to just about everybody, India, friendly Arab countries. That's a known fact. There's no denying it. So as a matter of fact, based on the statement from Yuri Andropov back then, Andropov said that Soviet espionage services are basically in control of all Arab nations' intelligence services, including Iraq at the time, Iran, Syria, Libya, and all these countries. Russians do spread their operations through these networks, so for the purpose to remain unnoticed behind these operations, that means any kind of terrorist activity against America will be directed by Russia and their intelligence services and by the Russian communists. This information that the second-in-command of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, was in fact trained in Soviet in the Russian Russian part of Russia, in Dagestan, in the FSB training camp in 1998, and that's a fact that was released by former FSB officer Alexander Litvinenko. He actually published a book about it in England, and when he tried to bring 5,000 copies, or had somebody bring in 5,000 copies into Russia, so the Russian people would learn how the Russian government is crooked and how they still communist, the shipment was confiscated by the Border Patrol. So, they don't want their people to read it because they spreading their propaganda in the so-called independent newspapers over there in Russia that America is behind terrorism, America and Israel. This is how it works over there, and I get these news releases from Czech Republic, so I can read them in my native language, and I see the same thing. It's always America is bad, Russia and China and all these countries are good. That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely, and certainly there's infiltration that's been going on to bring our country to the point where it is right now, as we see this testimony by Robert Mueller, dated February 16, 2005. And by the way, shortwave has not come back yet, according to the one region I just talked to. So shortwave has not come back yet. So our listenership is way down. But the internet is way up, and the satellites are up. But once again, Hans, from the Robert Mueller of the Federal Bureau of Investigation before the Senate Committee on Intelligence of the United States Senate, February 16, 2005, he says, however, right-wing patriot movement consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists. Now, we're not anti-government, we're anti-corruption in government. And they say remains to be a continuing threat in America today. So, people like myself, people like yourself exposing what's going on, we're, in the eyes of the FBI, we're considered a terrorist.
Yeah, well, I had a meeting with FBI twice. I was talking to special agents, and I revealed what I know about Eastern Europe, namely I was talking about the Czech Republic selling biological weapons to operatives of al-Qaeda.
Uh-huh.
That was done in 1995 from a military research center in Czech Republic called Tichonin. Major military site that the Czech government lied about being shut down in 1990. In 1995, there was a shipment of anthrax and the highly potent poison botulism to operatives of al-Qaeda that were operating from Albania, which is just another communist country, basically. So that was revealed in the publication by British terrorism expert Simon Reeve in his book The New Jackals, this publication actually was published also by the London Telegraph, I believe, or one of the British newspapers. I think it was by London Telegraph, but let me quote from that book. I'm looking at it. According to a British intelligence source privy to the records of Egyptian interrogation of captured Afghan Arabs, members of al-Qaeda operating from Albania have obtained samples of anthrax and the lethal viral agent botulism from a laboratory in the Czech Republic for $7,500 a sample. Representatives of the Moro National Liberation Front in the Philippines, which has close links to al-Qaeda, are also understood to have obtained anthrax in some form from an Indonesian pharmaceutical company. The quantities obtained are unknown. This is what is spreading around. I served in the military over there. There's no way that these samples would be released without the knowledge of the Czech government.
Okay, we'll be back to continue. Stay with us, listeners. Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Chris Scherner, and I am American Exposé. Hansa Molina is with me. Shortwave has returned. Hansa, listen, we're seeing devastation on America right now, on our soil. Devastation. We see people not wanting to leave. We see the federalization of the states, the federal government taking over state responsibilities, which is very, very draconian. This massive direction, and then the migration coming to America from the State Department, then the dealing with sustainable development from the State Department, and sustainable communities being implemented. Here we see the perspective of the fact that our country is being taken over without firing a shot. And then you see this weather anomaly that happens with more weather anomalies in the future, apparently off in the Atlantic Ocean. And it could very well be that we've been attacked already. And so these thoughts have to stay in the back of our mind. And yet you're concerned about a nuclear attack. But I'm concerned about Venezuela and Cuba and what's going to happen down there.
Well, you know, that's another, you know, situation that we need to address, really. We're talking about the Hugo Chavez, an article published by Bill Gertz. Hugo Chavez, the known communist, the president of Venezuela, being allied with Fidel Castro, that's a really scary thought down there, because Venezuela is really gearing up. There's connection to Russia, also, pretty much.
Isn't there a report of 10,000 AK-47s sent from Russia to Venezuela?
Yes, there's.
And once again, this comes from Bill Gertz.
Yes.
How come we always get information from Bill Gertz but no one else?
Well, he's got some pretty good details from the Pentagon. There's some leaks from Pentagon that I'm pretty sure he gets that, and that's actually good, because we got the really good information.
Depending on whether we can trust him or not.
Well, yeah, I do, because he's very much, he published stuff about Russia and China to the detail, so it's a very good publication about, as far as Russia and all that, and I can verify some of the stuff that I have access to based on my sources, that this is actually true. Bill Gertz also published about Litvinenko and his claims about the information about the Ayman al-Zawahiri, so that was released too. Mm-hmm. From that article, it's very interesting. Hugo Chavez in Venezuela activated the reserves in April that are initially comprised of 20,000 persons, but he plans to train another 2.4 million out of population of 26 million. Venezuela is buying 10,000 assault rifles from Russia, along with helicopters and patrol boats from Spain. Venezuela's military held a graduation ceremony in Havana for 74 officers. Cuban dictator Fidel Castro spoke to the group August 3rd, saying, "Your decision to hold the ceremony in our country is a great honor and true privilege." So this is the alignment. Of course, Cuba, and this is long-term, you know, strategy of the Russians, Cuba is being used by the KGB and by the Russians, by the Russian communists, to basically spread the Russian operations in South America without being noticed. Again, the infiltration of the DGI, Cuban Intelligence Service, really happened throughout the 60s. I was able to actually... The reason why that happened was very significant. On my website, I published recently an article about communist agent Walter Komarek in Czech government. He was used by the Russians in Cuba to cripple Cuban economy and to bring Cuba closely under Russian control.
Okay, we'll be back to continue with Hansa and your phone calls. Upon our return, we'll take John from New York. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be back to continue with American Exposé.